Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You must also look like a Josh.
That's okay. Josh is a good-looking guy, so that's a compliment.
Yeah, you should put your glasses back on. we're up for second opinions on that. So let's talk about your expansion northward. How far north are you going?
So what we did was there was a company in La Crosse called Midwest Off-Road, and they had been serving that whole northwestern part of Wisconsin for over 40 years. And the owner passed away, unfortunately, right around Christmas time.
That sucks.
And it was him and his wife and a couple of employees that really served that community really well. And they were just going to shut the doors. So the owner of our company, John, reached out to him and said, "Why shut the doors? I'll buy it from you, and we'll continue doing everything the same way you guys did."
Great.
So we're up there just renovating the store because it's still, you know, looked from 40 years ago.
Sure.
So we're renovating it, and we're going to open up under Access, but we're going to still do things the same way they did. They did a great job of helping people.
How far north of Green Bay or west of Green Bay or in relation to Green Bay? I don't know.
So we already have a store that's in Nena, which is right by Green Bay.
Sure.
And now we have one in La Crosse. So now that's going to help us serve La Crosse, North Madison, Eau Claire.
Okay.
All right. So, and we can carry that all the way up. And then that also allows us to start going across the border over to Rochester and Minneapolis.
Right.
And
start right helping over the border.
Start helping people right there. Yeah. Because we're right by the river. So it's a phenomenal thing. You know, on the way in here today, I was talking to one of my technicians, Ronnie, who's out fixing clients today. And he's like, we're talking. And I knew he was out. So I just thought I'd give him a call and say hi. And he's like, "Frank, do you know what I get to do today?" I'm like, "What, Ronnie? What do you get to do today?" He's, "Frank, I'm going to help two people today."
Cool.
You know, I'm like, you know, so it's just we have great people and we just want to help more, and so this is just another great opportunity, and I'm glad the owner jumped on it to do it.
If you ever get into Nena, you should check out Nena Foundry, which is an amazing foundry that makes pretty much all the sore hole covers. Just a little worthless information. Anybody driving through
really
Nena,
never thought about going
call up Nena Foundry. It's pretty interesting foundry. Just from my scrap business days, just thought I'd throw that out there. If you look at the sore hole covers around the city, it says Nena Foundry on them, which nobody looks at. So another worthless bit of information. So who's your competition up in the St. Paul in the Twin Cities area up there?
There's a couple other companies that are up there. In Minneapolis, there's quite a few good companies that are there. So, it's not about competition. You know, we'll just go out there and help. You know,
yeah.
we'll just do us, and things will happen.
So, and why we're bringing that up is because of a lot of our listeners. This signal covers basically that entire listening area, right? It goes all the way up to Minnesota.
Pretty close to Minneapolis that it picks up.
And a lot of our listeners here in the Chicagoland area have relatives that live in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities area up on the other side of the Stripe in Minnesota and up in the Green Bay. What's the town you guys just opened up?
Nena?
La Crosse. Yeah, La Crosse.
Oh, La Crosse, yeah.
Right. So that's why we're talking about it, because a lot of our listeners down here have relatives or friends, family, coworkers, and their neighbors.
Or cabins or
second homes up in that area that might need a little bit of assistance to move around.
Yeah, and we have quite a few clients where we'll do work down here in the Chicagoland area, and they'll say, "Hey, can you help my brother? He lives up in Green Bay. He lives up in the UP, you know, because we go all the way up to the UP."
And you do not discriminate against Packer fans. You're okay with that?
They might pay a little bit more.
Viking fans, Packer fans.
But we'll
fans.
Still do work for them.
All right. There you go. And I see Andy and Don talking about who's going to get arrested first, which we'll talk about after the break if there's no arrests due to the St. Paddy's Day weekend. So any financing options available?
Yeah, absolutely. And we always refer people to you, and we have Josh up on our website for people to go to. Always, 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 we have a great social worker on staff, so we always are trying to find help for people. If we can get them free money, we'll get them free money. And if that can't happen, then, you know, obviously we've turned them over to professionals like you guys.
I brought up that next week we have a forensic cleaning company coming in that disposes of bodies that you could come home and you find somebody passed away, and it's, you know, it needs to be handled in a certain way. You can't just call up your cleaning crew. You need biomet and all of that stuff to come in there to make sure that the area is clean. And you mentioned something that you come across a lot of hoarder situations that I was not aware of.
Yeah, so unfortunately hoarding is a disease, and it's an unfortunate part of, you know, what we do. We run across that quite a bit, because people who tend to hoard also have they don't take care of their bodies.
Yep.
So they tend to deteriorate, and then we end up going in to help them out with, you know, accessibility or bathrooms or ramps or whatever it may be, and then we have to contend with the hoarding, and it's very difficult. It's very difficult. That it is really it's more of a mental disease. You know, a lot of people think of it as a, you know, financial or anxiety type disease, but it is really a big mental block, and it takes a professional to help them.
And you can't get in to put a lift in or fix a bathroom or make a shower more accessible until that hoarder situation is completely cleaned out.
Correct. I mean, a lot of the hoarder situations, you're walking, you might have a 1-foot to 2-foot wide area where you come in the front door and you're snaking through a mountain of stuff to get to a bathroom or to a kitchen. So you that has to be widened out in order to just carry the equipment in to do the work.
That's unbelievable. And we have texters right now. 847 up in Winona, Minnesota, listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Right across the border.
651 listening in Twin Cities right now.
Yeah.
Minnesota's beautiful.
Winona. So I had the pleasure of going to see Winona because one of the schools, Winona University, is one of the schools my daughter was looking at. And absolutely one of the most beautiful towns I've ever seen. I mean, the looks from the bluffs up there, overseeing the Mississippi and overseeing the town, absolutely a beautiful city.
The state of 10,000 lakes, as they say on their license plates. And downtown Minneapolis, if you've never been, it's pretty doggone cool what they've done down there.
I'm going for the first time in April.
It's pretty cool. And in April, you should be able to walk outside, but if you went in the middle of the winter, they've got a tunnel system, an above-ground tunnel system that connects all the buildings. Very cool.
Very clever.
The urban planners in Minnesota figured it out.
We could use that here.
We could use a lot of things here. Yeah. Right. Let's not give me... starting with Mayor Paul Vallis, who donated $1,000 to the Vestathon.
Oh, good for him.
The only mayoral candidate that donated.
Good for him.
So if that tells you, if I lived in the city and I could vote for him, I would. I'm thinking about buying a place just to vote for him and then selling it real quick. 312-981-7200. For listeners who want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
They can reach out to us at 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Listen, every week so often don't hear any companies that serve the South Side live in Flossmoor and wish you could hear more about companies that will come south. Do you go south?
Absolutely. We go all the way down to the Kentucky border. So, and actually, Ronnie, the guy I was talking about earlier, is on the south side today.
Mike, do you go south?
We go way south, all the way into Indiana, way north up to Wisconsin.
Not south.
North?
No, he said way north up to Wisconsin.
Oh, gotcha.
Way south, to, you know, past Indiana, Olympia Fields.
I'll get a map
Fields.
For you during the break to show you.
Thank
Flossmoor.
I might need that.
Flossmoor. Josh, do you go south?
We go everywhere.
I handle
I have clients in all the, you know, pretty much all the
708, we got you covered. MegaPros doesn't like going south due to the service area. He can't get down there without charging you $2,000 for travel time. So
and that's a big thing that listeners need to take into consideration too. A lot of companies aren't set up to do everything everywhere. So if they're going to overcharge you, they feel guilty about it. The good companies feel guilty about it.
Andreas and Sons go south. Permaseal go south. David Haas goes to south. Miracle Method. Most of our listening, Lindemann goes south. I mean, all of our most of our service providers go south.
And I will say this about Jeremy: he is really, really good. If you give him a call and he can't do the work, he'll find you somebody. He'll direct you to somebody who can.
All right, we got
to
hit a break. Are you phone number for you and your team?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.